Proclamation number 6243 of 22nd of April, 1955. End for all. Positive or negative success. You are all set an aim towards which you are heading inexorably. But the success with which you arrive at the aim is up to you. It can be the conclusion of a beneficial change on Earth, but you can also have completed earthly life with negative success. But the day will inevitably come when you'll have to end your earthly life, irrespective of the degree of maturity your soul has reached. For the time allotted to the people of this earth for redemption has expired. The end of a redemption period has come, and the day of the end is shortly approaching you. You will all have reached the aim, more or less matured. And then everything spiritual will be reincorporated again. It will be put back into the outer form that corresponds to its degree of maturity. This is an incontrovertible fact, yet it finds no credence among people. A sign of the low degree of maturity in which people stand in the end time. And the knowledge of this would not be necessary if they would make an effort to live rightly and justly of their own accord, and then an increased degree of maturity would be assured in the end. But this is precisely what people lack, and therefore they shall be informed of the approaching end even though they don't want to believe in it. But they shall be made aware of the consequences of a wrong way of life. They shall know what lies ahead of them. That all will find their end, young and old, poor and rich. That no one can escape the final end unless he lives according to God's will, in and with God. You are all heading towards the same fate. All life on earth will come to an end, all creations will experience a change. The outer form of the earth will be reshaped and all. Life will be brought to a standstill. It still surges with tremendous momentum. People create and work and seek to extract from life everything it offers them. Plans are still being made and carried out, treasures are still being taken from the earth. And all human beings' thoughts and endeavors are directed towards controlling earthly creation. Towards using and exploiting the treasures which are taken from the earth. Man still believes that he is or will become the master of creation. A sudden stop will be offered when the hour has come, and people will recognize their powerlessness and stand aghast before forces they cannot master, which have a devastating effect and destroy all life. But then it will be too late to make use of this knowledge, then everything living in, on and above the earth will be doomed. Then you humans will have reached the aim which, depending on your attitude, will be glorious or horrific. And no one can escape his fate, for now the hour of retribution has come, the hour of judgment, where all spiritual takes on the form again into which it belongs. Where that which was already free is once again captured and that which was previously banished is transferred into freer forms, where it now begins its upward development. And it is the day of the end fixed since eternity. Humanity has reached the stage where only a transformation of the earth guarantees the continuation of development. Which is the purpose and aim of all work of creation. The time has approached which reference has always and constantly been made, and the end is near. Amen.